You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Why are you yelling?
I got to charge up for these 20 minutes. I got to be excited for the AFC East. Dan told me. Let's go!
Woo!
Ah! Dolphins!
Dolphins! I don't know what we're yelling about!
I'll tell you what. You do know what you're yelling about. What you're yelling about, Chris Cody.
No, that was just a line from 40-year-old. Was it 40-year-old Virgin or Anchorman?
Anchorman.
Miami Dolphins!
Woo! The December Stugatz. I can't believe I'm saying it.
The Miami Dolphins!
10, 11 games into what is now a 17-game season. For the first time in 20 years. This has to be the first time in 20 years. At the top of the AFC East, there will be meaningful December football, and none of us expect the Patriots to be a factor in it.
Games that matter. Games that matter.
But seriously, we've been talking about Fitzpatrick has gone from being the guy the Patriots always beat to now announcing the games on a totally different streaming service. The Patriots for 20 years have dominated this division, and the Bills and Jets and Dolphins are doing what had to be done to give us December AFC East games. Now, if they can just keep Tua from getting murdered or sawed in half on the field.
Yep.
If he can just make me stop worrying about his death on the field. Honestly.
That Teron Armstead injury hurts. That hurts going into at San Francisco and then at the Chargers and then at the Bills. It's scary. It's scary. Those defenses without Teron Armstead in there to protect his, I guess, not blind side, his normal side. Either way, that injury hurts. And if the Dolphins don't look the same, it's because of that.
What is the non-blind side? Is it the normal side? Is that what it is?
It's just the side.
The scene side.
Default okay. side.
The side he's looking at. Yes, the lefty quarterback. What we've noticed this year, I do believe that this is part of the analysis that we've missed while fawning over the Dolphin offense, which is, man, when Armstead's in there, Tua's got a ton of time. Like, it seems like every time Armstead is in there, no one gets anywhere near Tua, and he's just sitting back there like he was for 300 yards in the first half, and then Armstead gets hurt, and you're like, oh, my God, it's a turnstile. Nobody's going to be able, they're going to be punting the rest of the season. How hurt is he?
Well, it's not that bad. It was reported as a pec strain rather than a full pec tear. So it'll be a couple weeks for him. But these are big games for the Dolphins on the road against some really difficult opponents. So in terms of your point, though, I don't think there's a greater drop off than starting left tackle, who's really good, to backup left tackle. It might be the biggest drop-off in all of football just because you notice it so acutely when that person is not in there. But I don't think Teron Armstead has practiced once all season. His job is to take shots during the week that allow him to be healthy for Sunday, and that's it. And when he came out of the game, you saw an appreciable difference the second that the second half started.
Can we talk about this for a second, Stugatz? Because they saved this money at quarterback because Tua comes in cheap, and they were able to get Hill. And this person that is pretty important, I'm watching the Dolphins when he plays, and it's like, wow, Tua's got plenty of time to go through three reads. And I got a couple of different options wide open. Why? Because no one's getting near him. You're telling me there's somebody roaming the sidelines for the Miami Dolphins that doesn't have to practice during the week, who's so strong and so gifted that he takes whatever shots need to be taken and he plays like Trent Williams in San Francisco. You can't get around him. That side, Tua is safe knowing that it's not his blind side. It's that right in front of him, nothing bad is going to happen.
That's what we're saying, Dan. he's that good to not practice.
Yes.
Well, he's just always hurt. So that's really more of a maintenance.
Let's not make excuses, okay?
He's also undefeated. Right. He's also undefeated this season. Only undefeated thing in the league.
Yes.
Look it up.
Tua.
I have a question.
So I got an answer.
We play this game with Tua, and I love Tua. You guys know that. I have a jersey.
We all do.
I have this question about Tua. So he started the game against the Bengals, and obviously that's where that horrible injury happened, and then they lost. And then you say, well, he's undefeated in games that he's started and finished. Yes. Yesterday he did not finish the game, so does that count towards that record or no?
It's a great question.
These players don't play a complete game anymore. It's disgusting.
He came out of like the last one, too, the one where he was on the sideline.
Chris,
talking
you're
to
asking questions. You said you had the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm just talking it out. Just talking it out. I also like to do that.
Did you come in with any answers today? Because the top of the AFC East is somehow Stugatz's Jets.
Yeah.
Somehow.
No, that's not a team.
They make a quarterback change.
You watch your mouth.
I'd be more worried about them now.
Billy, please explain something to me. I didn't understand.
I have answers.
I please give me some, because on God Bless Football, I was hoping for an explanation. You, while Stugatz was talking, you quizzically raised an eyebrow at him because 4 days late, he arrived at the conclusion, why didn't we bench Zach Wilson during that last game?
It's not fair.
Well, I think he also said that they should have brought in Flacco, and I don't think Flacco was dressed for that game.
He wasn't, but I would have taken him in street clothes. He would have won that game. I said 2 weeks ago, and this is the advantage of having so many takes, okay? I said 2 weeks ago that the Jets should go out and get Matt Ryan. I saw the writing on the wall with Zach Wilson, Dan. I did. I said, you guys laughed at me. You dismissed me. The Jets were winning football games, but I said it.
You didn't bench him, and you lose a game against the Patriots, and now...
No one has ever hedged more on Zach Wilson than you. You can't take credit for being decisive
ask
with an
him,
opinion.
Ask him right now if he has a quarterback. He'll still say he's not assertive.
You've had zero conviction about this one question all season long.
It is what it is. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I have a quarterback, and I still don't. But I have Mike White.
But Billy, the question I'm asking you about the Jets and how for real they are as we go into meaningful December football games in the AFC East that might not involve the Patriots. It's unbelievable. It's been 20 years, Stugatz.
Dan, they're going to involve the Patriots. The Patriots play all these teams. They play the Bills this weekend. You want the Patriots to win that game.
Okay, understood. I know the Patriots are going to be in there, but what I'm saying is they feel like a bit of an afterthought today as we begin December football.
Yeah,
that's crazy. It took 20 years to wrestle it out of Belichick's cold grip, and he's going to win at the end.
That's the thing, is that if he plays all these teams in December, right, they're playing the ultimate spoiler, but if they win all these games, then they're right back in it.
But regardless, the Dolphins, how hurt is Hill? How hurt is Wilson? Because now they go into these December games with some critical pieces missing.
Everybody's hurt this
They'll be
time
fine.
Of year.
Exactly.
Miami
They'll
Dolphins
be
make no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Miami
like,
Dolphin
sounds
way.
Like Chris Whittingham's making excuses already, though.
Tyreek cramps. It's fine. Drink some Gatorade.
Here's the excuse. If they don't do well on this road trip, they're playing very difficult teams.
I was going to say, these next three, it's a who's who. I don't know if it is. It's a what's what or who's who.
Who's
I don't know.
Who? I thought
you had the answers.
No, I'm just, that I had answers
you
to your question.
You had a single answer.
No, I had an answer to yours.
You had a question.
I think it's a what's what.
It's a who's who. It's always been.
Yeah. I want to see what's what.
It is a who's who. They're going against the rest of the way. I think it's the third best pass defenses in the sport. One of them was yesterday, I think, which is a weird number because Houston's terrible at stopping the run. So I thought that they were going to run all over them, but they just, in the first half, they just dragged Houston, and now they're at the top of the division.
The next three are brutal for the Dolphins. They could win the games, but they're just brutal matchups. They're at San Francisco, at the Chargers, at Buffalo.
Oh, at the Chargers. Tough.
I don't like that flying back and forth business.
I think you stay.
No, they do. They're going to.
I don't like the staying either, though. That's a thing.
They should just go to Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska, and just...
What do you want them to do, Bill?
What do you want them to do,
This is the schedule maker's fault. But you fly over there and then you either fly all the way back and then fly all the way back again, or now you're a road team and you're, you know, away from your family, your comforts, your facility, your slide, all of that for a week. What are you going to do?
I'm thinking you beat San Francisco, maybe have a group trip to Disneyland.
Like it.
Little team camaraderie building.
Yeah.
And then you go down to L.A.
I have a question
for you
guys.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Geographically?
Well, you go down to L.A. first and then you go down to
Anaheim. Yeah, whatever. We'll figure out the semantics. But, you know, a little trip to Disneyland. LA.
Did you guys see the post-game interview that they had with Tua on the sideline? because there was one question that I don't know the answer to, and I was trying to get to the bottom of this, and maybe you guys have more information on this. They asked them on the week off, like just very casually, the reporter, I don't remember her name, asked Tua, like, oh, so you didn't want to go on vacation with Mike McDaniel. Like, so was there an offer made for them to go on vacation together during the break and they didn't? And where do you think they would have gone? Do you think they should have gone on vacation together? Like, what's the story about that vacation that we don't know? Because someone has the answers, because the question was put out there where she just casually said, like, oh, but you won't go on vacation with him. He goes, no, I'm not gonna go on vacation with him.
I've got him on a 4-night cruise, Royal Caribbean.
Really?
Yeah. A quick one.
McDaniel?
Not like a week. Yeah, Tua and McDaniel.
It would not be a cruise. It would be, they'd have their own boat, would they not? You're imagining them like just going.
I've been on a cruise with Carlos Boozer. Rich people have like parts of the cruise. They can get like
a booze really, cruise.
Yeah.
You're gonna check out for the rest of the week after that one.
See ya.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
If I'm at the house with them and they're all rooting, I could just be like, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Go Yankees.
Stugats.
Do you know how unsettling it would be if I attended a live sporting event and someone behind me was just going, rah, 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 Browns, rah, Heat, rah, rah, rah.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugats.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Dan for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Dan, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
And then at the top of the division, there are the Bills, still there, winning.
They're not at the top of the division.
Winning at Detroit, right there with Miami. And we have Miami's got to go through Buffalo. And aren't you?
They already did.
Something's been off about those Bills lately. Can't put my finger
lately
on it.
And the Eagles, other than them having the best rushing performance of all time last night.
Josh Allen looks sad.
The Chiefs are the only good team. There, I said it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He
about
has answers.
That.
Like, I'm not buying the Bills, the Eagles. There's holes there. Like, they're good teams, clearly. I don't want to play them. But I'm just saying, they can be taken, both those teams. We saw last night. The Packers played miserable last night and only lost by 7. The Eagles,
oh, come on, man.
They haven't played anyone,
here's,
Dan.
This is terrible analysis by you, and it's soaked in Dolfer homerism, because what you're noticing is, oh, look, Tua looks more spectacular than Hurts. Hurts looks fine, but Tua, my quarterback, this is what you're doing. You're your father's son.
Well, No. Rushing, it's rushing attack versus passing attack. The Eagles' rushing attack is unbelievable. But I see holes. Like, the Packers played like shit last night, and that ended up being a close game with Jordan Love. I'm just saying, the Eagles, as dominant, they're 10-1.
They scored 40, Chris.
How much money did you have on this Packers game?
Yeah.
For real. No money, just in a pool I had.
But why?
No. But did you guys watch the game? I watched every second of that game, and it was infuriating how close the Packers kept it, because they got dominated, and yet they were in the game. And it was just like, the Eagles, there's something going on here where I'm not buying the Eagles as this. Just put them in the Super Bowl. Every game in the playoffs is going to be a close game for them.
There was also some turnovers at bad
Wacky.
Moments for the Eagles.
It was perfect. I needed those.
Kept the Packers in the game.
I had nothing left to watch Jordan Love. I just had nothing.
You were out of gas.
First time in a decade, I've fallen asleep on a couch.
It's going to be key for the Dolphers not to turn it over, though, in December.
That is true.
Chris Cody, your analysis is so clearly just contaminated by the bets you had in that game.
I was watching that game with a clear head. I'm just the rushing attack from the Eagles last night.
Rushing attack.
It was as if the seven of us were trying to play run defense.
It was weird that they weren't prepared for Jalen Hurts to be mobile. Like,
and then they kept mentioning the missed tackles and the missed tackles by these Packers last night. I mean, it's just
on the rushing attack.
Chris, everyone can hear you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your analysis.
I watched every snap of that game last night.
How many prop bets did you have?
None. Just had the Packers plus 6.5. Both can be true. I can be emotional about last night's game, and the Eagles can be a team that are a little vulnerable for a 10-1
okay,
team.
But they've lost once.
Look at their scores the last few games. They're playing close games.
Chris Cody,
it's one of those random things where they're winning close games.
They're not good. They're not good.
No, I'm not saying they're not good.
They're not good.
This is an infuriating thing that happened with the Steelers 2 years ago when they started the season 11-0, and everyone's like, "Oh, the Steelers suck. They're the worst 11-0 team ever." And I was like, "Well, they've won every single game this season, so it's a little mean to say that." And then they went on and choked in the playoffs because they weren't that well-rounded of a team, but they had some lucky games at the beginning of the season. And things shook out for them in a good way until the playoffs came around, and then they hadn't really worked on any of their weaknesses.
I'm not saying I want to face the Eagles. I'm just saying I think they can be had.
No, say more. Be the first one to say this is the worst 11-1 team in NFL history, and they're not making it to the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying that, though.
Say it.
Are you fixated on the Eagles?
I'll say it.
If you match up with them, it would just be in the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm being attacked right now. I just came in with a take.
No, I'm going to say,
you're looking beyond the Niners and already ahead to the Super Bowl.
They're not that good. Who did I put in the Super Bowl?
I want to talk about the Eagles. What does that matter?
I want to step in Chris Cody's defense I do think that you can have sharper takes and sharper views on a game after having gambled on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they might emotionally taint those thoughts, but I think you watch that game more keenly than any of us. Oh. You are more tuned
in.
That's
what he keeps saying.
Right.
He keeps saying, I watched every play, and I saw that the Packers, with stinky Jordan Love, stayed in the game, and his analysis at the end of it is just, hey, like the rest of America, I think the Chiefs are better than everyone. Don't totally trust the Bills. And the Eagles, oh, that looks like a team that could lose in the first round in an upset, even though they've only lost two or three games all season.
That sounds great, what you're saying right now. That sounds like a guy who's watching sports this weekend.
Go to the Eagles schedule game by game.
It's only the Cowboys game that they could lose.
No, they could have lost to the Lions. They only won by a field goal. They could have lost to the Cardinals. That's right. That's game one. They could have lost to the Lions. Right. They could have lost to the Cardinals. They could have lost to the Cowboys.
Yep.
I mean, if things would have bounced another way in a sport where a ball is not round, Dan, I know you like that. Guess what? They could be in second place, maybe on the OLI in the playoffs.
Okay.
They're not that good.
And
the
in
Eagles.
That sport, the Ravens could are like
they're
six,
not that good either.
Okay, but they're also 6 points from
they're a fraud team. I'll just say it right now. The Ravens are a fraud team.
That's how you do it.
The God bless football crew. You give them a little slither of something and they take it and they run with it.
What are you talking about?
Yes, that's fine. You can think that, but I'm
you
just
see the hole and you explode.
Oh, you're gonna bet on the Ravens? Please.
The
Ravens are lucky that they have the wins that they have.
Something's wrong with them. Lamar Jackson, I'm telling you.
I told him that he was crazy when he said that Lamar was costing him a lot of money not signing in the offseason. I'm starting to wonder. Mm-hmm. He's not had a great season, Dan. No. Has he had a great season?
Well, that's fine. And all I'm saying is that the Ravens could be undefeated with a bounce here and there, and they're playing yesterday's game. Tell me that the most exciting moment in football wasn't Justin Tucker running out there to try and kick a 67-yarder to win it.
There was a timeout on the board. I guess he didn't want to ice the kicker, but making that a fire drill was a little confusing to me. And yes, it was super exciting. I thought for sure he was making it.
I expected it to go in.
Yeah.
I did.
Same. But also, how about you handle the Jaguars? Because they're the Jaguars.
They're good, man.
No, they're not.
But Trevor Lawrence in the fourth quarter, I mean.
He was great.
Didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take then, Billy? Just the Ravens are frauds.
The Ravens are not a great team. Do you think the Ravens are a great team?
All I'm saying to you is when you guys say this game decided by 3 points, this one by 3 points, that's all of them.
Look at the Dolphins schedule.
Yeah.
I think
the team's out.
The Dolphins, no, you say look at the Dolphins schedule, but Billy, you were teasing me the entire pandemic. Hey, Dan, you want to do this season, wins, losses?
Yeah, you didn't. You were afraid.
No, now you want to do it.
Now you're going to do it because the Dolphins are good and people want to talk about the Dolphins.
And he sees losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
You thought the Dolphins were going to be shit this year. Just say it. You thought the Dolphins were going to be bad.
It's not true at all.
You want them to lose.
Not true. All lies.
He came in here and was like, I'm excited about this Dolphin season. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. And we thought, Dan, Dan has gone out on a limb, and then Stu Gotts and Greg Cody an hour later said they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Shit. Yep. And you guys didn't want to follow that path.
Yep. Dan doubted them. Yeah.
He can't claim that he was excited about them. He refused to answer every single one of your is that a win, is that a loss questions. You tried several times.
Yes, 49ers, win or loss.
And,
49ers.
We're not going to do
answer
it again.
Well, you're doing it again.
I'm not going to do it again.
Doing it again.
What I'm going to do is go back and remind you that what we did do is said, hey, the first four games on the schedule are really hard, and then they've got eight easy ones. We did that before the season. And that's the easy part of the schedule. Mm. And through that, the Dolphins, when Tua is healthy, they win every game. And when he's not healthy, they lose the three of them, and they're not healthy right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Billy, do you want to play a game? Who's a higher-rated passer, Blank or Lamar Jackson?
Okay.
Andy Dalton.
Well, I don't.
Or Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to go Dalton.
You are right.
Wow.
Rifle.
Ryan Tannehill or Lamar Jackson?
Has to be Lamar Jackson.
Ryan Tannehill.
Get out of here.
Jimmy Garoppolo or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
What?
Trevor Lawrence or Lamar Jackson?
Trevor had the big comeback yesterday. Yeah. I'm going to go with Lamar.
Trevor Lawrence. The QB ratings rankings are crazy. That is what I've come to find.
Who's the leader? Geno still?
Well, who's a leader?
This is the thing.
Undefeated Tua.
Tua didn't have a great game yesterday. I'll just say it. Tua didn't have a great game yesterday. There were a lot of drops, though. A lot of drops. They need to start catching that ball.
What do you mean he didn't have a great game?
He didn't have a great game yesterday.
He had 300 yards in the first half. He made a couple of ill-advised throws in the end zone that they didn't pick off. And he got ragdolled again because he seems to fall harder than other people.
Top five rated passers in the league right now. Number one, Number two, Geno Smith.
Right.
Number three, Jalen Hurts. Number four, Patrick Mahomes. Number five, Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's crazy.
Andy Dalton is presently a top 10 rated passer in the league right now. You look towards the middle of the pack.
Josh Allen.
Names like Aaron Rodgers. Josh Allen's number nine right now. Just okay. 0.2 of a point over Andy Dalton.
What?
Yeah, but you have Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert all in the middle. You got guys like Lamar Jackson on the back half of starting quarterbacks in this league. Very confusing. You know what? I'm going to come out and say it after all these years. I don't know how you calculate this thing.
What?
No, I don't know the algorithm that goes into QB rating. I know that if you have a higher number, that's good, and if you have a lower number, that's bad. But what actually goes into it? Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. And I'm man enough to admit that.
I got another take on the Packers.
Great.
Jordan Love, eyeballs emoji.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm telling you, they might need
this
to play
is
him.
The only
that
game
guy looked good last night.
How much,
they
would
have
you,
to play
how
him.
Much were you
they
chasing did. Last night that this is the game of your obsession on the day the Dolphins do that? They blow out the Texans. They do what they're supposed to do. They're up 30-0 at the half. They take out Tua because the game is won.
A little late, too, by the way. I don't know what Coach Mikey was doing there, but he got some hits that didn't need to get hit. You know what I mean?
What happened there?
Jared Goff or Andy Dalton? It's a new game.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go Goff.
I mean, it's close.
Really?
Yeah. No, Goff is 12th right now in the league. Andy Dalton is top 10? How? After that game yesterday?
He's having a season.
I bet on that game. I've got thoughts on that one if you want to come back to me.
I don't want to have any more thoughts. That's the only game I wasn't interested in yesterday. And furthermore, Stugatz, the 49ers are terrifying.
They are.
The 49ers are lurking around every team ready to out-tough you in the modern age.
Yeah.
But you know who knows that playbook? McDaniel.
Yeah. They run it better, though.
You know who knows McDaniel's playbook?
Not so sure.
Yeah, he's got some tricks up his sleeve, some things he's never seen.
A rabbit in that hat.
Like, yep. McDaniel has spent years with, what's his name, Shanahan, in his meeting rooms. Shanahan has never been in a meeting led by McDaniel.
Okay.
Difference there.
Oh. Right.
He could have taken what he liked from Shanahan and did his own thing with it. I'm just saying.
It's going to be an interesting chess match.
I like it. Oh, I can't wait till they show the video of them like talking before the game.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
The midfield handshake.
I'm sorry because you said this already, but you had which side last night in that Packer game?
Packers.
Very clearly.
Plus 6.5.
Yeah, sorry about that. That field goal had to kill you, huh?
Well, a couple missed extra points in that game. It's, right. It's not about me, though.
Can we talk about Justin Tucker? That the moment of yesterday in football, correct? There was not a better one. Am I wrong about this? The is at the end of whatever happened at Ravens Jacksonville, the craziness back and forth, the last 5-10 minutes of that game were fun and interesting. And Lamar Jackson threw a ball 50 yards to, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, DeSean Jackson, still getting behind secondaries.
Would you nominate that or the nads on Brandon Staley?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The nads, I think.
Nads.
Yeah. You had a walk-off with the Raiders as well.
Doug Peterson, Nats.
Yeah. Like a 67-yard field goal by Justin Tucker.
Well, Josh Jacobs was a good nominee there by Sue Gotts. I don't know. I'm going to sell. You know what? Maybe.
I'm glad he missed it. I'm going to be the one that says it. Oh, I'm glad that he missed it.
So happy.
A little bit of humble pie. I mean, enough of Justin Tucker.
You know, like I was thinking about this morning after that field goal attempt. You know, like when baseball players do the home run derby and their swing isn't the same for like a month afterwards.
Yeah,
I was wondering this morning if that swing of that leg is going to harm Justin Tucker.
Really?
That trying to go for 67 yards, that he's not going to be the same kicker after this. I wonder if we can draw a line of demarcation in his career.
Do you think at practice they just go for chip shots?
I don't think they go for 67s, though. I think
he was going for 65 before the game.
Opera. Yeah, that's what he does. He does some opera. Chris is right about that.
Go sing that some opera. Chris is right about that.
He is.
Yeah. What do you? What?
Choose a career. Be a kicker, sing opera. Let's go.
I appreciate Witty thinking outside the box, but a kicker's leg getting tired specifically because of one kick is, that one takes a cake when they're just bombing away from 70 before the game.
What kind of taunt is...
They should never do a kickoff.
Is go sing some opera.
Less opera, more kicking 60-yard field goals.
Mm-hmm.
67-yard field goals.
I'm just saying, you know, tomato, tomato.
Billy, you are... It needs to be stated for the record.
As he just learned, there is a mighty big difference between 67 and 60.
They tried to make it seem like it was close. Yeah.
It looked like crossbar.
In Chris's defense, when he hits from 63, they say that would have been good from 73.
Yeah,
I mean, they say it all the time.
I hate that.
He would have made it in Mexico City, all right?
100%.
Probably.
And credit to them, they actually flipped the script and said that would have been good from 65.
Billy, you are now on the record publicly as being more anti-Ravens than anyone I've heard nationally. This is a dookie bomb. Like, you are out here smearing the Ravens. No one is talking. You just brought Mike Ryan into your argument by denigrating Lamar Jackson. Stu Gotts has said...
No.
Dookie bomb. He dropped the dookie.
Stu Gotts has said that Lamar Jackson has cost himself money and he should have an agent. And then a week later, he's negotiating great. And now we're back to Lamar Jackson. You're out here saying you don't believe in the Ravens at all. Louder than anyone I've heard in the national media.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. No, I'm saying that, you know, they seem a little fraudy. A little fraudy, the Ravens. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just saying maybe Stu Gotts was right.
Fraudy like the Giants?
Lamar Jackson hasn't been that good this year, Dan. Has he been? Do you think he's been that good?
No.
Fraudy like the Giants. That backdoor cover ruined Thanksgiving. Ruined it.
We were all going. Worst cover of all time.
We had a rough one.
Damn, that was annoying.
This is so bad.
How about you start singing opera?
I would fight Mar right now.
Oh, I hate you.
I would punch that guy right in the face if he walked in here.
Wow. After that, everything devolved. We started talking about Mar-a-Lago. I couldn't help it.
Okay, this is now gone off the rail where the poisons of gambling have made you guys unreasonable. Let you come in here.
Dan, it was a backdoor bullshit cover.
Dan, that's the worst cover of the year. That's the worst cover. I was at the point of Thanksgiving when everyone was getting ready to leave my house, and I let out and everyone looked at me like I was insane.
They've never heard
criminally
that from you.
Insane, right, yeah. Because I was like, "There's just no way that this stupid Giants team is going to cover." And God damn it, they did.
The indifference by that Cowboys defense on that final drive.
Shocking.
Respect the line.
Exactly.
Respect the spread.
Hey, so true.
Blake Maher. If you and I are ever walking down a hallway, is it Maher or Mar?
This is
Maher. It's also Brett.
I think it's Mayer.
No, it's
Respect
it's
Brett.
The spread.
Brett Maher.
Well, f*** him.
Yeah.
All right. This is.
What do you mean?
We got to get it under control. The degeneracy has infected everything here. The analysis.
You're
supposed to.
You respect the spread.
If you drip in the NBA, they dribble out the clock. Yeah. They just dribble it out and no. there's no BS around the result. Everyone knows who the better team is.
There's no bad beats in the NBA.
You can't get mad. You can't get mad.
Get out of here.
No, there is, but you can't. For the most part, teams are classy. They dribble it out.
My only point is that when you have Cowboys Giants being the most watched regular season football game ever, 42 million people, I'm assuming, was this after the World Cup? Did Fox go back-to-back on World Cup? 42 million people were watching Cowboys-Giants on Thanksgiving Day, and you guys are only going to break down the elements of that that revolve around the gambling at the end?
Yeah, by mispronouncing the kicker's name. That's how we do over here.
The show can't be this infected with the gambling that's the only breakdown you give us of Giants and Cowboys.
I'm with you. What do we have for Thursday Thunder this week? Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
The AFC East is at the top. Stugatz, it's at the top of the AFC. It is the Jets. It is the Bills. It is the Dolphins. And yes or no, the Patriots are an afterthought.
They are for now, but that could change quickly. Again, they play Buffalo, right?
That's just where they want you to have them, Dan.
They have two games with Buffalo remaining. They have a game with the Dolphins remaining. They're going to be a big part of what happens down the stretch here. And they might win the division and the Super Bowl.
Okay, but still, this is the closest it's ever been to in December. Everyone's got a chance, correct?
Yes.
In 20 years? In 20 years, Stugatz.
Oh, yeah.
It's sometimes one team can come after the Patriots. Now all of them, if you had to be a betting person, the Patriots are not the favorites to come out of this division. The Bills still are, correct?
I think the Dolphins might be. I mean, they should be. The Dolphins are playing beautiful football. I know the tough part of their schedule is coming up, but their offense is so good and so fun to watch. And the defense pretty good as well. I think with Allen's injury, I think the Dolphins should be the favorites to win this division. I do. I mean, that shouldn't be a shot to anyone. I had them going to the Super Bowl before the season.
The Bills are still -225 to win this division.
Really?
The Dolphins +275. The Jets are 10-1. The Patriots 25-1. Mm. The longest odds to win the AFC East, despite the fact they still have three games left to play against AFC East teams.
Can we, for just a moment, I know that if this is the end of the Patriots,
No, we can't. I mean, this whole thing with the Bills, they haven't even won a game in the division yet, Dan. Have the Bills beat anyone in the division? No.
Billy, what I am telling you is you're doing today, you're doing this minute. I'm trying to celebrate that for 20 years, the Patriots have been on top of this division. They are the most important thing. They are always the team to beat. The December games always go through them. They get the bye in the first round. They win the Super Bowl. Everyone laughs at the rest of the AFC East. The Patriots go to the Hall of Fame on being in the AFC East for 20 years. Look how goddamn hard it's been for them to try and eke out getting beyond the Patriots. All three of them right now, Jets, Bills, and Dolphins, feel better than the Patriots do. And what an absurd victory for the fans of the AFC East that they've been dominating so submissively for 20 years that this passes as great triumph and balance in the division.
The Bills have felt that way for a couple of years. What's shocking to everyone, especially in these studios, because it's never happened before, is the Dolphins and Jets are really good. That's the surprise. That the Bills have been good for 3 years now. The Dolphins and Jets being this good is absurd. It is. I mean, they're never this good at the same time.
You just classify the Jets as really good in the same class as the Dolphins.
But the Jets are
a step below. I think the Jets are a step below.
The Jets are good. Maybe not really good.
The Jets are the same kind of good as they've kind of been sporadically throughout recent years. Kind of like the Dolphins. Good defense, but just offense. As a team with a good offense, I can tell you the Jets are not good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to sit back.
You do have the answers. Thank you.
I've seen the full spectrum now.
Right.
I know what it feels like to be everywhere.
Right.
Not good.
But I can also tell you, they have a defense that can win any game. Any game. Keeps them in every game and can win any game. And I'm good with that.
Count your lucky stars that they didn't figure out this Mike White thing earlier and that Breece Hall got hurt. Because in terms of offensive talent, no one's really catching the Dolphins, especially on the outside. But that's a really talented offense with the Jets. The drop-off isn't that much, and the defense might be more than enough, certainly, to make that up. That's analysis. That's an answer.
They have Tony playing quarterback.
He looks good. Tony and the quarterback.
Yep.
He looks more like me than I look like me.
He does.
What? Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugats.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I feel bad for the Patriots. Is that weird?
What? No, come on. Yeah, not after all. We can't feel bad for the Patriots.
We do.
We can't.
Why?
Because it's almost like they're a shell of themselves. You know what I mean? So it's like you can't even really be that happy that you're beating them.
No, Billy, think about all their fans.
Yeah.
No. I just feel it's almost like a pity for them.
No.
It's like I don't want to laugh at them when they're down.
They laughed at us.
Boston sports fans, you feel pity for them?
Don't.
Maybe it's Belichick I feel bad for. Is that weird?
Is it because he's old?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like this aging entity, right? Where you like look at them and it's like, oh, like they're old and like they're dyeing their hair and it's like shockingly jet black and you're like, it's impossibly black. Like, I feel bad. Like, it's okay. Like, we know you're aging. We know it's done.
I think it's the Saban Belichick documentary a few years ago. That turned you on Belichick.
Oh, I love Belichick.
That's ever since then, you've been pro Belichick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it, I think.
Remember the speech he gave at his daughter's wedding?
Oh, my God. Amazing. I wanted to be his daughter.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Didn't we all?
Being his daughter.
The dog at the NFL draft as well.
Oh.
That was sitting in the chair.
Oh, the dog,
a little
yeah.
cute doggo.
Whoever's doing PR for Bill Belichick the last 5 years has been doing a really good job.
Did you catch him being all of a sudden super into the World Cup with the Croatia patches on his jackets on the sideline?
No. He's done that before. He's Croatian.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh.
It was probably once Belichick.
Probably
right.
You guys are saying it like it's common knowledge. Croatian, Belichick. Yeah.
I know Croatian names.
If you could be any NFL
obviously.
Coach, if you could be any NFL coach's daughter, who would it be?
Wow, what a great question.
I'd be Mike McDaniel's daughter.
That'd be fun.
Smart.
You're a baby.
You would be young.
Right.
I would be back to 2 years
You'd
old.
You get to start over.
You could be friends with your own daughter.
How far would you go back if you could?
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't have a daughter then. Mm. Or wait. Does my life leave me behind? I press this magical button. My legacy stays, but I just revert back to. That's
well, you wouldn't.
Odd.
You wouldn't know your family
it's just
though.
Like, it's just like Mike's coming back into town. Everybody get excited for Mike, and all of a sudden I'm a 2 year old.
No,
girl.
You. Yeah. No, you.
And
wouldn't.
Julia is so excited to see you.
No,
oh God, yeah.
They wouldn't know. They wouldn't know you because they don't know Mike McDaniel's daughter.
So, really?
Yeah, you have like to live as.
I like the scenario where everyone in my circle just has to adjust to the fact that I'm a 2 year old girl now.
Cowboys still coming over to hang out.
I say in my fantasy league, I still own the Cyclones. I'm still producing this show in this chair.
Still arguing about the Miami Hurricanes.
Still donating money to the Hurricanes.
Mario Cristobal is the answer, I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
But he just needs guys with grit.
Yeah, but occasionally I'll just ask, give me my baba. After
I'm hungry.
I want my baba.
I did a poopy.
I feel like Pete Carroll would be a fun dad.
Yeah. He would. Jeff Saturday as well.
Midway through that Seahawks game yesterday, I made an observation that Carroll wasn't chewing gum. And I was like, wow, has he switched? Maybe he doesn't do the gum thing anymore. And then in the fourth quarter, everyone can rest easy. Chomping. He was back to chomping gum.
Yeah. So it's one piece of gum at the end of the game, not
maybe
one piece for all
four.
Well,
that can
quarters.
Never be one piece.
No. Maybe he gets one at the start of the game, and then when it loses flavor, spits it out, and then gets a fourth quarter
piece. What do you
piece.
Think he does? You think he spits it on the floor? You think he like spits it into someone's hand, and they have to dispose it? Because you like if you spit it on the floor on the sideline, then he could step on it, or someone else could step on it.
Or he swallows it every time. Like,
I think it's a very
psychopath.
I think he takes it out of his mouth and then just chucks it backwards into the crowd without even looking behind.
I feel like that's one of those things that the fans would like get excited to try to catch too, which is like really gross.
I would catch who's all right. Now let's play this game. Whose gum would you catch?
Wow,
Tua. Would you? Yes or no? I'll say a person. You say yes or no.
Oh, yes or no?
Yeah.
No.
Brady's definitely.
Yes.
That'd be worth something someday.
Mm-hmm.
His DNA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clone him.
I'd clone him.
You can't rule it out. Have you ever done your genealogy?
No.
You never have?
No.
Well,
you might be Croatian too.
If you did, guess what? 400 years from now, you might be a 2-year-old girl.
Wow. I don't think that works like that.
That's how cloning, I mean, it's not exactly a carbon copy. Sometimes it can.
Two like goals for Ghana, huh?
It's like a, how did that happen?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.